recording droid keeping pace with him, Bammy took stock of YT-1300-492727Z, which at some point during her 40-odd years had acquired the name Stellar Envoy. His booted feet sloshing through lubricant puddled on the floor. He was practically yelling to be heard over the racket of servo welders and cutting torches, power hydrospanners, grinding wheels, and power washers. The more closely he inspected the wrecked ship, the more his distress mounted. The job that was supposed to be his first real break was instead in danger of becoming a catastrophe. How was he ever going to stick to the price he had quoted Reg Taunt? Where did he even begin? Conveyed downside to his small garage in the Duro sector, what remained of the Corellian-made ship hung in a cradle in the center of the bay. Bammy hoped that one day he'd be able to afford a repulsor lift, but until then he had to make do with cranes and gantries to support the vessels he repaired. He had hired a crew of salvagers to remove the twin mandibles, outrigger cockpit, and whatever else was loose or ruined. That left him with a crumpled saucer. The seven legs that formed the landing gear had fused to the carapace when the YT had skidded along the hull of the Genderian Valley 3 before slamming into the underside of the bulk freighter's armored deck. The ship was in much worse shape than he had been led to believe by the EVA team that performed the initial zero-G assessment. Bammy had already filled a dozen oversized trash containers with hazmat debris, and he was just getting started. A YT-1300P that had collided with an asteroid near Nal Hutta would supply replacement mandibles along with a more spacious main hold, deflector shield generator, and a pair of 6 being escape pods. But while the Stellar Envoy's hyperdrive, Quadex power core, and still state-of-the-art Rubicon astrogation computer were sound, the pair of Geardyne sublight engines would have to be rebuilt from top to bottom. Worst of all, the ship needed a new droid brain.
"Boss, where do you want this?"
Bammy cupped a hand to his ear and whirled to one of his subordinates.
"Shut that criffing torch off!"
Swinging back to the Iktachi, who had called to him, he asked,
"What have you got?"
"Fuel drive pressure stabilizer."
"Serviceable?"
The horned alien rocked his head.
"More or less."
"Which is it, more or less?"
"More."
Bammy indicated a pile of numbered and categorized parts near the stern of the suspended ship.
"Stow it over there, and be sure to brand it."
The pile was one of many, the garage resembling an ongoing archaeological restoration project more than a ship rebuild. While the Iktachi was hauling the stabilizer across the bay, the voice of one of Bammy's pair of human employees rang out.
"This flux compensator is shot, same with the alluvial dampers."
"You can't fix them?"
"Not me."
Bammy's shoulder slumped.
"Add them to the list."
He hoped one day he could afford to hire a Given or a Verpine. The situation was going from bad to beyond belief. But at least his full complement of mechanics was back on the job after a month of joining the rest of Nar Shadda in celebrating the end of the war. Nar Shadda had no special fondness for now Emperor Palpatine, but many felt that Palpatine would be so consumed with consolidating power in the core that worlds in the mid and outer rims would once more become lucrative markets for spice and other prescribed goods. More important, smugglers would be able to travel without fear of interception or attack by separatist droid ships or Republic cruisers. There'd been no club or cantina partying for Bammy. Reg Taunt was expecting a ship, and it was best to avoid disappointing a crime boss by failing to deliver on time or superseding an estimate. Bammy looked up at the saucer's singed stern. The blackened areas were carbon scoring, the result of a turbo laser hit from a big Republic ship. He couldn't be sure, but he'd stake credits that the hit had been indirectly responsible for the collision. The bolt could have overwhelmed the shields and left the guidance system stunned. Once he tore apart the power core, he'd know for certain. But it was clear the freighter had gotten herself mixed up in trouble. It was clear, too, that Bammy wouldn't be the first mechanic to rebuild her. In all his years of tinkering with ships and land speeders, he had never come across a vehicle hosting as many aftermarket parts. It was as if every owner of the YT had patched, upgraded, or retrofit the ship one way or another. And aftermarket parts weren't going to fly with someone like Reg Taunt. At least not those parts that would be plainly visible. Bammy was confident he could get away with using parts fabricated in Nar Shadda's shops for the comm and illumination systems, but he couldn't chance Taunt running independent checks on the life support and computer systems. That's why the droid brain was problematic. Repairing the existing one was out of the question, and buying a new one would eat up the little profit he still hoped to make on the job.